Good morning. It's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell, and I'll be here for Joy Cardine today. The governor's call for a statewide smoking ban in Wisconsin is our topic this hour. We've talked about the support for such a proposal last week, and this hour we talk with a representative of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Pete Madlin is the executive director of the Tavern League, and he says while the governor's proposal calls for a total ban in public buildings and workplaces throughout the state, the Tavern League would like to make a case for allowing bar and tavern patrons to continue to smoke. He says it's an economic issue, among other things, and specifically a small business issue. We'll learn more about the Tavern League's concerns with the proposal and how they're trying to get their message out this hour. What do you think about the Tavern League's stance on this? Smoking bans for bars and taverns are already in place in certain Wisconsin cities, so the statewide ban would level the playing field in that sense. But does it make sense to you to exempt bars and taverns from legislation that would affect every other business and public workspace? Is a bar or a tavern unique enough to be exempted? And do the health concerns that proponents argue stop at the door of those establishments? Call in with your questions or concerns. If you're calling for Madison, the number is 263-1890. Everywhere else, the toll-free number is 800-642-1234. You can also add your thoughts with email, and that address is talk@wpr.org. Pete Madlin from the Tavern League of Wisconsin, good morning. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, we've lost Pete Madlin for the moment, so let's try to get him back. And in the meantime, talk a little bit about this proposal. As you know, Governor Doyle has been talking about tobacco and its effects for some time. And this is a new proposal that he has announced officially, although it's been rumored for a while, officially announced at the State of the State address on Tuesday. I think we've got Pete Madlin with us now, so let's take another crack at that. Pete Madlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's first start out with the Tavern League's concerns. Actually, I want to back up a second. Were you surprised by the governor's announcement on this?
Not really. We knew the governor's position regarding smoking for quite a while, yes.
So you saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about the Tavern League's stance on this. And I got a press release here from the Tavern League. I think it was released a couple of days ago. And essentially it says that the Tavern League likes the statewide concept. I think that's something that's been argued for some time. But you do want bars and taverns exempted. Why is that?
Well, we feel that the bar and tavern industry in Wisconsin is unique. And we think that smokers have a right to congregate in places. We think this is a business decision. These are small business owners that many of them have lifelong investments in their businesses. This is their retirement. This is their livelihood. And we think that statewide smoking may definitely have a negative effect on their business.
Now, you used the word unique. What is it about a bar or a tavern that makes it unique from other businesses?
Well, I think it's unique because I think people are... it is a place where people tend to go and relax and converse and have a drink, socialize. And for many people, a beer or a glass of wine or a cocktail and a cigarette go hand in hand. Wisconsin is unique in the respect that the small mom-and-pop taverns throughout the state are more numerous than any other state. We have more liquor licenses per capita than any state in the country, and the small tavern, the country bar, and the corner bar has been part of Wisconsin heritage for many, many, many years, and I hate to see that threatened.
But on the other hand, though, if the governor's proposal were to go through and there was this statewide ban in place, you know, at some point smokers aren't going to have any place else to go. And so if they want to converse and have a beer or something, they're really still going to have to go to those taverns, aren't they?
Not necessarily. We do agree with the governor that we need a statewide policy. There's no doubt about that. The situation here in Madison, the situation in Appleton has been devastating for many of our people, people forced out of business because of smokers choosing not to go to their places. We feel that this is a business decision. We are in the hospitality business. We run our businesses to accommodate our customers. And if we don't do that, we don't stay in business. obviously there's a demand by the public for places to go and have a cigarette. I know many places, or not many, but some places have tried to go smoke-free, and they have not succeeded. So let the economics dictate the policy, not the politicians.
So it's up to the tavern owners themselves, you're saying, that if they want to make it smoke-free, they can go ahead and do that, but don't place that burden on Tavern League owners as a, or excuse me, tavern owners as a whole.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's interesting, though, because in certain cities in Wisconsin, Madison and Appleton leap to mind right away. Some bar owners like it and say it has been working for them, and they haven't noticed any difference in their business. But how does a tavern owner judge that before a ban goes in effect?
I think it's very difficult. I think some bar owners may survive it through marketing or whatever. But I think most of them are going to see a loss of business. But I think there are exceptions, yes.
We're talking about Governor Doyle's call for a statewide smoking ban in Wisconsin, announced in the State of the State address on Tuesday. Our guest this hour from the Tavern League of Wisconsin says a statewide ban is fine, so long as it doesn't apply to taverns or bars. What do you think about this? Would you like to go to a smoke-free tavern, or would you like to have a choice in the matter? If you'd like to join in the conversation, our numbers are in Madison, 263-1890. Everywhere else, it's toll-free at 800-642-1234. You can join us by email as well, and that number is talk@wpr.org. I'm Gene Purcell. I'm in for Joy Cardine here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later on this morning with Kathleen Dunn, archaeologists this week discovered the 4,006-year-old ruins of a Neolithic village near Stonehenge in southern England. It suggests that the ancient structure was just one half of a much larger complex. After 9, Kathleen Dunn and her guests talk about Stonehenge, who lived there, and why. That's coming up later on this morning on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, we're talking about a proposed smoking ban in public spaces and workplaces in Wisconsin. Our guest is Pete Madlin, the executive director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. The Tavern League supports the idea of a statewide ban, but they would like to have taverns and bars exempted from that rule. We'll be taking your calls at 800-642-1234. That's the toll-free number. If you're calling from Madison, it is 263-1890. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Pete Madlin, I do have a couple of other questions for you. We've got some callers who would like to talk about this, and we'll get to them in just a moment. But one of the other questions I have is, who is with the Tavern League in this fight? Obviously, there are lots of folks who are for this. We've heard from them over the last couple of weeks, and particularly in the last couple of days, as the governor's announcement has taken shape. But who else is with the Tavern League?
Well, I think the bowling centers, of course, are concerned about this issue. Some restaurants are concerned, and there are people in our industry that provide us our beer wholesalers, our liquor wholesalers. People like this, they're concerned about the health of our industry, and more importantly, I think the general public is behind us. I think the general public understands that, hey, there's nothing wrong with going into a bar and having a smoke. There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's go to the phones right now because we do have some people who would like to join in the conversation. Let's start with Sherry, and she is in Rubicon this morning. Hi.
Hello. We were out on Saturday night, and there were five of us that were out. We went out to dinner and then came back to the bar, and there were about 25 people in the bar, and there were five people that were smoking in that bar. The rest of us all had to inhale the smoke from those five people. The guy behind us was chain smoking, and we eventually left because that guy was just smoking and smoking and smoking. We had to just inhale his smoke all night.
Now, Sherry, has this been an issue that you've thought of before, or is it something that just sort of been top of mind lately?
It's been on my mind for a long time because whenever I go to a bar, I have to come home and I have to wash all my clothes. My hair stinks. Some things are not washable. I have to choose what I'm going to wear when I go to a bar because if it's dry cleanable, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to have the expense of dry cleaning your clothes. And then a couple weeks before that, we went to a bar, and we watched this lady who is a smoker, the bartender was a smoker, which is an issue also because if you ban smoking in bars, maybe you'll get some bartenders that aren't smoking hacking away while she's pouring a drink, right into the drink, basically.
So, Sherry, in your part of the state, what are your smoke-free options if you want to go to a smoke-free tavern?
There aren't any. There aren't any smoke-free taverns in Rubicon in Hartford. None.
All right, Sherry.
What about kids that go bowling? You say the bowling leagues are with you. There's kids in bowling alleys. They have to inhale that smoke. I'm a teacher. We have like a smoke-free week. And the kids say, oh, it's awful when you go to bowling alleys. And they have to inhale all that smoke.
All right, let's get some reaction from our guest, Pete Madlin. The other side of the story, there are two parts to it, I guess. And the first part is that the whole issue of that there are a lot of non-smoking patrons who go to bars and restaurants. And that is a frustration for them, just smoking their clothes, the health effects and so on. What's the Tavern League doing to educate its members in terms of trying to control some of that, maybe make it better for some of the non-smoking patrons? It sounds like Sherry's having a tough time.
Well, first off, I want to address Sherry's concern about the bowling centers. And
okay.
Our proposal will not allow smoking in the bowling alleys, just in the bar area of the bowling alleys. But isn't it nice the fact that Sherry and her friends can get up and they can leave and they can go to another place? And if more people do that, believe me, that bar will change its policy. We do educate our members as far as the availability of smoke eaters and air circulation, air filtration systems. Our people have invested thousands and thousands of dollars in many cases to provide clean air for their patrons. But that's what it's all about. It's about choice. I go into some taverns and I don't like the music. It's too loud. It's not my kind of music. I leave and I go to another place. And that's what it's all about. And if customers choose to get up and leave, and if that bar owner sits empty, believe me, he'll change his way of doing things. This is our point. It should be market-driven. It should be economics, not government.
Let's move on to Green Bay right now, and Colin joins us. Hi, Colin.
Good morning. I apologize ahead of time for my voice. I've got a bit of a head cold. But anyhow, I agree with the smoking ban in buildings that are owned by public money or have public money in them. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you start telling somebody that has invested their own money what otherwise legal activities they can and cannot allow in their own establishment, again, I agree with your guess that it should be driven by, simple Econ 101, supply and demand. Nobody forces Sherry, for example, to walk into that bar knowing what she's going to be walking into. To me, that's like volunteering for the military then complaining your life's in danger. That was your choice. And it all goes back to choice.
All right, Colin, thanks for the call. And Pete Madlin, he brings up another interesting point, one that we've heard before and one that I believe the Tavern League argues, is that tobacco, despite what people say about it, is still legal to smoke in Wisconsin if you're an adult.
It is a legal product. And all of our members are licensed to do business. They pay for a license to conduct their business in a legal manner, and that is what they're doing. Now what they want to do is they want to change the rules. Okay, you can run your business, but and then legally, but now we're taking this away from you. And your guest is exactly right. It is an economics issue. It's basic economics 101. And our people, as I said earlier, we're in the hospitality business. And if more of the customers are like the Sherry's of the world, believe me, they will change. And if they don't change, they then go broke and they go out of business, and that is their choice. But you know what? It should be their choice how to run their business. I've always said if I go broke making bad decisions on my own, I can accept that. But if I go broke because the government is making bad decisions for me, that's a tough pill to swallow.
I read in the paper this morning, the local paper here in Madison, there's a page that's got a bunch of opinions on this issue, one way or the other. And somebody had suggested the idea of financial assistance for businesses that would be affected by a ban like this. Would that be of help to you, or would you just as soon forget all of that and just head for the straight exemption?
I still think that our people just want the freedom to run their business as they want to. More government interference, it's just not our style, so to speak.
This is not a new argument in many ways. It's been argued, of course, for restaurants around the state, taverns in Madison and Appleton, as I mentioned before. Is there anything new to this particular time that the Tavern League sees, or is it just more or less the scope of the thing?
It's the scope of the thing. It's an ongoing fight. The non-smokers have concerns about secondhand smoke. I'm not saying those concerns are not legitimate, but I do think that a lot of the science out there is not warranted. And I think a lot of people, there's a crusade out there to eliminate smoking. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, if that is what they truly want, then make cigarettes illegal.
Let's move on to Milwaukee now, and we'll take a call from Mark. Hi, Mark. Hello, Mark. That we appear to have lost Mark, so we will move on then to Freedom, and we'll try taking a call there from Steve. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. I'd like to take some issues with your guest. First off, let me give you my background. I'm an ex-sailor, so I'm a smoker, and everybody knows about sailors and drinking. But I'm also older now, even though I have an 8-year-old son, and I have a wife with asthma. So I made my decision. I stopped smoking, and I found out I could drink without smoking. But then I found out that my wife still couldn't go bowling. She couldn't go to a bar, so now my drinking is done at home. And I think, as your guest just alluded to, I'm in the majority. So I think what he's saying is true. It's coming. The smoking will die the slow death of the dinosaur, and he'll have to change. So I really have a dog in this fight. I've already made my decision. I think economics 101 will come to play, and eventually they'll have to have non-smoking bars. He just won't change his mind on the way it should be done. And one final comment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would be bragging about alcoholism being part of the Wisconsin heritage. I'm not too proud of it. I think there's much better things in the state of Wisconsin to brag about than that. That's all my comments. Thanks.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call. And Pete Madeline, I don't think you were bragging about alcoholism. You did discuss the number of taverns and the tradition here in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Yeah, the hospitality business, we're proud of it. We're proud of the tradition in Wisconsin and the breweries and everything our heritage shows here. We're not ashamed to be in the alcohol business. People, 95-99% of the people go out and enjoy alcohol responsibly, and it's part of our culture, and we don't shy away from that fact. And, yeah, I think your guest is absolutely right about, you know, he learned that smoking is not good for you, and it's not good for you. We don't argue that. But education is the key, and I think that with education being important, it takes a while for that to take hold. And I think the school systems now are doing a good job of educating children about the hazards of smoking. And someday, you know, everybody hopefully will be smart enough to say, you know what, this isn't good for me. But right now, that's not the case.
Pete Madeline is our guest this hour. He is the executive director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. And our topic this hour is Governor Doyle's call for a smoking ban in all public buildings and workplaces around the state of Wisconsin. The Tavern League is staking out kind of a unique position. They are for the statewide ban, so long as it does not affect taverns or bars. And we're talking with Pete Madeline about the Tavern League stance and looking for your opinions on it right now. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 800-642-1234 is the toll-free number that you could call. You can also join us by email if our phone lines are full, as they are at the moment. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. I'm Gene Purcell here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. It's 25 minutes before 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell, and I'll be here for Joy Cardine today and then again tomorrow. This hour here on the Ideas Network, we're talking about a proposed smoking ban in Wisconsin that Governor Doyle brought up in his State of the State address on Tuesday. Under the proposal, they would ban smoking in all public buildings and workplaces. That would include bars and taverns under the governor's proposal. Our guest this hour is Pete Madeline, the executive director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. They support a statewide ban as long as bars and taverns are exempted. Pete Madeline, we're going to get right to the phones because we have a lot of people who'd like to talk, and Barbara joins us, and she is in Madison. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just didn't want to miss this opportunity to speak against in Governor Doyle's favor. Your gentleman, who is your guest, spoke about the health of an industry. Well, I'm concerned about the health of Wisconsinites. I lost my dad at 52 years of age because of a smoking addiction, depriving his grandchildren of his of being with him. And I have to say that France, mm-hmm. just totally banned smoking. So I think Wisconsin, this is something that you can't halt. You can't derail this. This is far too long in coming, and I appreciate the chance to talk to you about it. It must go. This smoking has got to go.
Barbara, thanks for the call. And Pete and Madeline, I heard the story on France, and if you've been to France, it's pretty smoky country. And Ireland banned smoking as well. But what do you think about Barbara's contention that this is a sort of a juggernaut that can't really be stopped?
Well, I kind of agree with your guest. I think that the future of the smoker is probably the days are limited. But, you know, how are we going to get there? I think education is the key. I don't think we need more laws. When the government starts making all of the decisions, it's just a bad road to go down, I feel. Once again, education. My parents smoked. I never did. I saw the health hazards of that. But it's all about personal choice, isn't it? And that's what we want to maintain here is personal choice.
Got an email from Steve who wrote in from Danbury this morning. The guest makes the comment that people need places to gather and enjoy conversation and a glass of wine or beer. And then Steve goes on to say, do not non-smokers like to do the same? And he says over 82% of the possible customers do not smoke. And I can't vouch for Steve's figures. But in your experience, Pete Madeline, is the number of smokers declining in establishments around the state?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, the number of smokers are declining. I'm very observant when I go into taverns around the state, and I always look around and see how many people are smoking. And there really aren't, the numbers are going down. Many of our members in the dining areas, people just do not smoke. They're courteous about that. If they want to smoke, they get up from the table, go to the bar, they'll step outside to have a cigarette. But when it gets to the point where the non-smokers are choosing not to go in the taverns because there is too much smoke, then once again, the economics will dictate, hey, I have to change my policy. And right now, the demand is not there. Otherwise, we would see many, many smoke-free bars throughout the state. And obviously that is not the case.
I mean, does that surprise you? I mean, I think my own observation has been that I see fewer people smoking, not just in bars and taverns, but sort of in general. And does it surprise you that more bars and taverns have not chosen to go smoke-free?
No, it doesn't, because the general public is very tolerant, generally speaking, of smokers. And when they go into a bar, they anticipate that someone is going to be having a cigarette, and they are tolerant of that. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I think it's an indication of the public a public awareness and a public saying, hey, there's nothing wrong with having a cigarette in a bar.
Let's find out what Jim and Superior's got to add to the conversation. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I want to start by saying I'm a non-smoker, and basically I hate smoking. But what I hate more is the government telling a private businessman what he can do. What irritates me most about this is when I've seen commercials about employees at bars and restaurants that they have to breathe secondhand smoke. To me, that's just like a person who moves in next to a factory that's been there for 100 years, and then 2 years later, they want to try to close the factory down. It's ridiculous.
So you support the guest's choice in the issue kind of a stance?
Yes, I do.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim. What about the governor's proposal overall? I mean, our guest this hour would just like to exempt bars and taverns with his role in the Tavern League. Do you think the governor's proposal goes too far, even if we take bars and taverns out of the equation?
Yes, any privately owned business, he should be able to do it. As long as it's legal, he should be able to have smoking in there if he wishes.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. And Pete Madeline, there you go, somebody else who supports the whole issue of choice in the issue.
Well, I think Jim is much more typical than what we are aware of. The anti-smoking movement is very well organized, they're very well financed, and they're very, very vocal. But people like Jim understand that, hey, these guys have their lifelong investment invested in these businesses. It's just like if Mr. Doyle's, Governor Doyle's bill were to pass tomorrow, making it smoke-free, and if my members' business goes down 20 or 30%, that's their livelihood, that's their retirement, that's their investment. It's like saying, okay, we're going to cut Social Security by 30%. How would people react to that? This is just, once again, It's individuals, it's our businesses, it's our livelihoods, and let us make decisions on how to run our businesses. If we make bad decisions and we go broke, you know, that's the way it is. But once again, if the government comes in and makes bad decisions and we go broke, that's a pretty tough one.
Let's say the governor's proposal does not succeed and that the whole effort to put a statewide ban in place just fails. Then the Tavern League, and well, then all over the state, you're still going to have these efforts sort of popping up here and there to ban smoking in bars and taverns and restaurants and so on. Wouldn't it be better just to sort of, because this fight's not going to go away no matter what happens with the governor's proposal. And if nothing changes, then you're going to be facing it, you know, in Superior and all the other little towns around the state, and then it'll just sort of continue, at least this way. It would be over and done with. What do you think about that?
Well, once again, the patchwork solution is not the solution. I believe there's 1,840-some municipalities in the state, and I think right now about 28 of them have some type mm-hmm. of smoking ban. If Governor Doyle's proposal doesn't go through, I would not be surprised to see some type of legislation introduced to have a statewide policy, whatever that policy may be, but put everyone on an equal playing field.
Add some continuity to it.
Exactly.
Let's go back to Milwaukee right now, and Patrick joins us. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. Three of the callers so far and the guests have made the argument that tobacco is legal, and so, you know, the government shouldn't be regulating it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, that kind of begs the question, because something is legal until it's illegal, obviously. And this is something that's, you know, this is a movement that's going to make smoking illegal. But, you know, there are very few things that are unconditionally legal. You can do them wherever you want, whenever you want. You know, driving is not that way. Alcohol consumption is not that way. The use of prescription medication is not that way. There are very few things that are just unconditionally legal, and smoking is certainly not one of them. You know, so to keep falling back on saying that tobacco is a legal product, it's just, I'm sorry, the argument has no validity.
All right, I don't think I've heard that one before. Patrick, thanks for the call. Pete Madeline, there's somebody who says, well, tobacco is legal, but the government already places all sorts of restrictions on it, so what's different about this?
Well, it is legal, and restrictions are placed on it with age, just like alcohol. But where are you going to? Where is it going to stop? To ban cigarettes? Okay, let's ban cigarettes. Let's make smoking illegal. But if it is legal, all we're saying is let us have it in a place where people accept smoking, which the taverns they do accept it. That the numbers in the bars show that. Like I said. Bars have smoking, and there's people in there. They're not sitting empty.
I realize it's only been a couple of days since the governor's speech and the official announcement of this, but what's the reaction been among your members?
Well, they're scared. they're very frightened that a statewide smoking ban is going to hurt their business, and it's a business that right now it's a very tough business. Most recently, with the gas prices last summer, a lot of our places up north, their businesses were down. Right now, the lack of snow up north is just hurting tremendously. And just the trend, the health trend of society, which is not a bad thing, but it does have a negative impact on our industry. The home entertainment, people staying home more to watch their big screen TVs and surround sound has an effect on our business. Obviously, the drinking laws have an effect on the drinking age. We've taken some big hits over the last 10, 20 years, so it is a tough business. And for many people, they see this as the final nail in the coffin that will say, hey, I can't make it anymore.
Pete Madeline is our guest this hour, Executive Director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin, and we're discussing Governor Doyle's proposal for a statewide smoking ban on all public buildings and workplaces. Call in with your comments at 800-642-1234 if you'd like to join in the conversation. I'm Gene Purcell, in for Joy Cardine, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. It's about 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. I'm Gene Purcell, in for Joy Cardine today. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold wants Congress to give the Bush administration 6 months to end the war or cut off funding. After 7 o'clock, I'll be talking with a political analyst about the senator's bills and similar ones like it. That's up after 7 here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, we're talking about an issue closer to home, proposed smoking ban. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle made a number of proposals related to health care in his State of the State address on Tuesday. Among them, an effort to make all public buildings and workplaces smoke-free. In the state of Wisconsin, our guest this hour, Pete Madlin, the executive director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. The Tavern League supports the idea of a statewide ban, but only if taverns and bars are exempted from the legislation. Let's go to Menasha right now, and Scott joins us. Hi, Scott.
Good morning. I agree with your guest, let them ban it in public and stuff. But the taverns, I don't know how worried are people about cigarettes or about their health if they're out drinking and chancing driving, and even though that's not right. But where does it end? Constant drinking ain't good for you. So is that going to be banned sooner or later? People die driving. Pretty quick, we're not going to be able to get out of bed without dying if you listen to everybody.
Scott, thanks for the call. And Pete Madlin, what about that? Is this just the first step in a larger sort of a prohibitionist type mentality?
Well, unfortunately, I think Scott is exactly right. We have people out there waiting in the wings that want to ban cheeseburgers and french fries and ice cream and soda pop. There's a lot of causes out there, and unfortunately, some people think that we should be protected from the cradle to the grave, and some people like Scott disagree with that notion, that we should have options, we should have freedom of choice, and once again, it's about education, and teach me about what's good for me and what's bad for me, but let me make my choices.
Got an email here from Randy, who writes from La Crosse. It would appear that you're aware of the dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke by your support of the ban in general, but yet it appears you don't care about the health and well-being of your customers and employees. How can you defend this position? And I guess Randy brings up a good point, because there are well-known health issues there. And Pete Madlin, you bring up the idea of choice, but the two do seem very diametrically opposed.
Well, our bartenders and our waitresses and our cooks work at our places because they want to. The jobs many times can pay well with tips and whatever. Sometimes they can't, but it's still about choice, and they do choose to work in those places. Some people choose to be steel workers up on steel beams 10 stories above the ground. That's not for me, but some people will do that. Your guest is right. The smoking is hazardous. We know that. Everyone knows it. But people obviously are accepting it, and they accept the hazards. They're not willing to give up smoking, obviously. And the general public is tolerant of smokers in bars and restaurants, as I said earlier, as our businesses indicate. And once the general public says, you know what, enough is enough, I'm not going into that place because it's too smoky and it annoys me, then that bar owner better change his way of doing business, or he's going to lose his livelihood. And you know what? I don't feel sorry for a business person that will make a bad decision and lose his business if he makes bad decisions.
Michelle from Horicon is with us now. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Gene. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this show, because I feel strongly, I agree with Pete, your guest. I think that it's important to maintain freedom. While at the same time, I am a non-smoker I used to be a smoker, and a lot of my friends are smokers, and I like to go to the bar and hang out with them. I don't want to be torn between hanging out with the people who do smoke and, you know, being able to have my way. So what I'm wondering is, you know, when we've talked about education and offering choices, supply and demand, all of these things are real in the market. And I'm wondering why no one has even mentioned the word ventilation. Why can't we mandate or regulate that kind of thing to offer an answer for everybody so that I can breathe my clean air and my neighbor can smoke?
So you see that as a win-win?
I do. I know that maybe Ma and Pa's Corner Pub can't afford ventilation, and that's why I agree with Pete. You know, we can't go around telling everybody that they have to supply for the demand. But at the same time, perhaps a larger business can afford an investing in good ventilation that will draw a larger market.
Michelle, thanks for the call. Pete Madlin, the whole issue of ventilation, anytime you run into a city or municipality that's had the no-smoking ban debate, the issue of ventilation does come up. It is a pricey alternative, but is that a compromise that you would see being workable?
Well, I think Michelle is, really is right on with that, and I think most of a lot of our members are realize that this is an alternative, and they're doing that. The old image of the smoke-filled bar room or the smoke-filled pool hall, it's not out there anymore. You don't see the blue haze like you used to see in these bars. For the most part, people are accommodating their customers. They know customers don't like to get smoke on their clothes and breathe this stuff in, and for the most part, they're accommodating. That's the business we're in. And if we don't accommodate, we don't survive. It's that's the way it is. Of course, some people ventilation is not good enough because there's always something in the air or something on the bar that is going to cause cancer or do something. And no matter what you do, there it's just not enough.
Caitlin joins us from La Crosse right now. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. I'm calling. I am a bartender in downtown La Crosse, and I'm also a non-smoker. And La Crosse is in the process of trying to pass its own smoking ban. And I've been a staunch supporter of the tavern in that it is the choice of the bar owners to decide whether or not their bar should be smoke-free or not. But I do see a good point in Governor Doyle's statewide ban in that La Crosse was projecting that it would lose 40% of its profits by doing the smoking ban because everyone would leave for small outlying cities and smoke in the bars out there. Having a statewide ban would make it even all the way around, so no one bar or no one city would be damaged by smokers who want to go to bars to smoke. So in that way, I do see that his ban is beneficial. I do believe it should come down to the choice of the bar owner, though, overall.
Caitlin, thanks for the call. And that reminds me that Minnesota, right across the border from La Crosse there, I believe there is a proposal in Minnesota for a statewide ban as well. So we'll see how that works out. So there, Pete Madeline, someone else in the industry who favors the idea of choice, although she is a non-smoker herself. John joins us now, and he is calling from Crevitz. Hi, John.
Yes, yeah, hi. I'm against the smoking. I'm all for Governor Doyle. You know, there's too many bars anyway in the state of Wisconsin. Let these guys go into the ice cream business or something. I'm way up north over here, and I see too much of it. I see people driving drunk down the highways. I've never seen so many bars, and I'm retired military, too. And even at the NCO clubs and some of the officer clubs, they don't allow the smoking. Big thing about the smoking business is people trying to quit in the cigarette industry is increasing the nicotine in tars by 11%, as reported on your program, into the cigarettes, making it difficult for people to smoke. So it's all around a bad deal. I'm definitely against it.
John, thanks for the call. And Pete Madeline, John says he hasn't never seen so many bars. And I'm wondering about in Wisconsin, because I don't know the answer to this. So what is the number of bars and taverns like these days? Is that a number that's been steady or decreasing over the last decade or so?
It's decreasing. I would guess 20 years ago we probably had about 15,000 taverns. Right now I'm guessing we're down between 11,000 and 12,000 taverns. I don't know that officially, but we are decreasing.
That's a pretty substantial decrease.
Yes, it is, and it's a sign of the trend, sure. But I must comment on your guest's comments. If we all went to ice cream, believe me, the anti-obesity people would be lining up and trying to put us out of business. And there are a lot of taverns. It's a very, very competitive business. And but you know what? It's our people. It's their livelihoods, and I hope they're able to survive in their little taverns around the state.
All right, we've got time for one more call, and Bill joins us from Janesville. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. I thumb my nose at the governor's proposal, and I thumb my nose at your guest. I am a smoker. I do go to the taverns on occasion. My wife also comes with me. We spend money there. But here he is saying, yeah, we want you to go ahead and allow the smokers to come into our area and smoke, but, okay, if you want to shut it down across the rest of the state. I mean, it's bulk. It's the wrong position to be taken. If he's going to take and support the smokers in his tavern, then he needs to support the league needs to support the smokers across the state. I've got a right to smoke. And as he said earlier, I'm one of those conscientious people. I do make it a point to go outside, get away from other people so that they're not affected by my smoke. People have a right to do this. People have a right to go into areas where if they want to smoke, they can go in there. If they don't want to be around smoke, they don't have to go in there. And to take and say that I should no longer be allowed to smoke because they don't want to be around it when all they have to do is go to a different location.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And, Bill, I hate to cut you off, but we're almost out of time. I want to give our guest a moment or two here to respond. Pete Madeline, his stance is you're either for it or against it, and he doesn't like the idea that the Tavern League is just for part of it and not for all of it.
And I understand his feeling, and part of me says you're exactly right. But the reality is that smoking bans are a way of life right now in public buildings. That's the way it is, and that I don't see that changing. The point being is that we're talking about private businesses where people have a choice to walk in and out of, and that's what we want to protect for our members.
Pete Madeline, thanks for joining us this hour.
Thank you.
Pete Madeline, the executive director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. We've been talking about Governor Doyle's proposal to ban smoking statewide in workplaces and public buildings. Cheryl Gasser produced this hour. We had on-air production provided to us from Karen Prager. Join us next hour. We talk about U.S. Senator Russ Feingold's proposal to pull funding for the war in Iraq. I'm Gene Purcell on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.